Hello, coaches and basketball enthusiasts. Welcome to the Coach Carvalho Podcast, the podcast that explores the world of statistically based basketball strategies and bowl training methods. I'm Coach Carvalho, your host. In today's episode, we'll discuss the importance of non-conventional statistically based strategies and maximizing the team's chances of success on the court against any opponent. So let's journey back in time to an era when the game of basketball was driven by the conventional wisdom of coaches and players. Strategies were not derived from complex metrics and analytics, but from years of experience on the court. Conventional offensive and defensive basketball strategies such as flex offense, motion offense, triangle offense, the Princeton motion offense, and various man-to-man and zone defensive formations were the backbone of the sport for decades. These strategies are still fundamental tactics passed down from one generation of coaches to the next. However, conventional strategies tend to have a predictability factor. Teams relying solely on these approaches can struggle against superior talent. The reason? They lack the element of surprise, and their strategies can be easily anticipated and countered. In summary, the conventionalities of the game only favor teams of superior talent. In the face of such challenges, the need for a new approach to the game became apparent. This is where non-conventional strategies rooted in statistics came into play. Non-conventional strategies are not bound by the rules of convention. They encourage out-of-the-box thinking and an audacious style of play. They blend statistically based analysis, technology, and the unique skills of individual players to create a dynamic, unpredictable style of play designed to reduce the opponent's point production per possession and possession time to a level where they become beatable. But how do unconventional strategies and statistics intersect to create a winning system? Let's delve a bit deeper. As basketball evolves in the era of analytics, the styles of play must also evolve, especially for teams of inferior talent striving to compete and win against any opponent. Coaches and players are gradually recognizing the significance of data analysis in shaping their decisions on the court. This shift is leading to the emergence of non-conventional strategies that prioritize statistical analysis over gut feeling and experience, offering new avenues for success. For example, teams might use data to determine the opponent's average possession time and total possessions needed by their team and main scorers to produce the points required to win. Armed with this information, a defensive team may employ unconventional defensive strategies designed to minimize the opponent's top scorer's offensive touches and possession time, thereby reducing their point production to a level where they become beatable. The blend of non-conventional strategies rooted in statistics creates a dynamic, unpredictable style of play. This can compel the opponent to step out of their comfort zone. Additionally, it equips the defense with numerical parameters that facilitate the measurement and monitoring of its effectiveness during the game. This enables the defense to make necessary adjustments to achieve its planned goals. Non-conventional stat-based strategies also cater to the unique skill sets of individual players. By analyzing player data, coaches can devise strategies that leverage their players' defensive and offensive strengths. This player-centric approach enhances performance and encourages players to showcase their creativity and abilities against the defense. As a result, unpredictable actions are created, making it challenging for both the opponent's defense and offense to anticipate. Throughout my career, I've come to understand that the fusion of unconventional strategies grounded in statistics is pivotal. It allows teams of lesser talent to compete on par with any opponent, fostering a dynamic, unpredictable, and remarkably effective approach to the game. This blend empowers teams, enhancing the chances of success for those with inferior talent. Ultimately, non-conventional stat-based strategies revolve around implementing a system rooted in numerical analysis. It's about comprehending and prioritizing strategies that lead to maximizing a team's point production and possession time while simultaneously minimizing the opponent's. It is about respecting the numbers of the game while striking a balance between offense and defense to develop a winning system that integrates the best of both worlds. In summary, the game of basketball is continuously evolving, requiring teams to adjust their strategies to secure victories while finding the balance between offense and defense to create a winning system. By embracing non-conventional strategies rooted in data analysis, teams can navigate the complexities of today's game. It's not about choosing one style of play, but rather one that minimizes the impact of playing against superior teams to level the playing field and increase a team's chances of success. So whether you're a coach looking to shake things up by defying the status quo or a player striving to excel, understanding the game at a deeper mathematical level is the key to success on the court. And that's a strategy worth exploring. Well, coaches, that wraps up today's episode. If you found today's episode insightful, please show your support by leaving your likes and comments on our podcast website. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you valuable content, and your engagement is vital in attracting on-site advertisements. Remember that you can access our podcast on various platforms, including TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and more. Just search for Coach Carvalho Podcast to catch up on all of our episodes. Coaches, I look forward to having you as our guest on our next episode. Remember that statistically based style of play is the key to success in basketball. Until next time, keep innovating and thinking outside the box to compete to win. You players and fans deserve it. This is Coach Carvalho signing off.